اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Recently, satanic superpowers, by implying anti-Islamic governments, have deceptively attached themselves to Islam, have published their beautifully designed Qurans and dispatch volumes all over the world for the sole purpose of the forcing out of the Holy Quran from the scene and thus attaining their satanic objectives. One of the examples that we all observe is the Quran published by Muhammad Reza Pahlavi and thereby succeeded in deceiving some people, including a few Muslim clerics and preachers who, being unaware of the aims of Islam, praised him for it. Now we witness Fahd, the kings of other countries, spent regularly enormous sums of the people's wealth on publishing certain versions of the Holy Quran and supporting anti-Quranic ideas to propagate the baseless and superstitious dogmas of Wahhabis.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that the holding of the Friday congregational prayers is one of the blessings of this movement and revolution. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he is pointing out an important thing that since we know that in the Shia school of thought, at the time of the occultation of the Imam of the time, people can choose to either pray the Friday prayer or the Dhuhr prayer. And the Friday prayer is not obligatory as it is at the time of Imam. Therefore, we have seen that in the history, there were some time where people were not going for the Friday prayer or there was no Friday prayer, but the people were individually praying the Dhuhr prayer. But since this revolution has happened and this government or this state is being given to the hands of someone who is the representative of Imam, which is known as Mujtahid or Marja or Faqih. On top of that, since this state is being governed by a jurisprudence, and this governorship of jurisprudence is known as Velayat al-Faqih, therefore, it is necessary for people to join the Friday prayer, to Friday congregational prayers. And this is one of the barakat, one of the blessings of this revolution.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Now people can go towards this important prayer, with this important tradition of the Islam, which is the Friday congregational prayer. And this is what Imam Khomeini is saying, that this is one of the blessings of this movement and revolution. Therefore, now it is the time that people can offer these Friday prayers freely. And this is one of the blessings which was taken away and forcefully, obviously, by the enemies. And now, since we are free to perform or practice Islam, the practice Shia school of thought, Shiism, therefore, we can now have freely the Friday prayers as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night and every day.
Every night.